I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, August 13th. The Quincy Planning Board is reviewing proposals for two new apartment complexes in Quincy Center. Quincy Mutual Fire Insurance Company is proposing to tear down the former Sully's Bar location on Chestnut Street and put up a five-story, 100-unit apartment building with a 100-space underground parking garage. What would be called MacArthur Landing would be an all-brick building at the corner of Chestnut and Foster Streets, across from the west of Chestnut apartment complex. Sully's Bar closed in 2018 after 84 years in business, and the building has sat largely vacant. Planning Board's also considering a proposal for a seven-story, 150-unit apartment building at the site of the former Good Health store on Hancock Street. That plan calls for demolishing the existing building to make way for a mixed-use building with apartments above, one retail space on the ground floor, and two levels of amenity space for the residents. There would also be a 110-vehicle, two-level parking garage. One Mechanic Street resident did express concern about shadows from that new building blocking sunlight from his property. That block was home to the former Tasso's Pizza location, which had sat vacant after a fire over 20 years ago. The city took that property by eminent domain and tore down the building. The hearings for both the Chestnut Street and the Hancock Street proposals were both continued to the September 17th Planning Board meeting. Well, the MBTA announcing yesterday that it will begin running subway trains and buses later on some days, increase frequency on several bus routes, and let passengers ride for free during certain hours. Beginning August 24th, the T will extend evening service by almost an hour on all four subway lines and the Mattapan trolley on Friday and Saturday nights, and on a handful of bus routes, including some on the Silver Line. The timing of final evening trips will vary by mode, but will typically launch between midnight and 1 a.m. T also said all subway lines, bus routes, ferries, commuter rail, and the ride will be free on Fridays and Saturdays beginning at 9 p.m. through the end of service on September 5th and 6th, 12th and 13th, 19th and 20th, 26th and 27th, and October 3rd and 4th. Evening service will be extended by nearly an hour for the red, orange, blue, and green lines and the Mattapan line on Friday and Saturday nights, and red line frequency will improve on all days, with the number of weekday trips increasing by 3% and weekday peak headway decreasing by 30 seconds. Weekend service for the Hingham, Howell, and Winthrop and Quincy ferry routes will end on October 12th. And daily service for the Winthrop and Quincy ferries will be ending on November 26th. Federal investigators have charged 13 people in connection with what they described as a cruel and malicious grandparent scheme that resulted in hundreds of elderly people losing millions of dollars. The U.S. Attorney from Massachusetts said the investigation got underway when Uber, whose drivers appeared to have been unknowing participants, flagged the scam to the FBI. Officials say the charges were announced yesterday during a news briefing. Two people remain at large in the Dominican Republic, where the scam was allegedly based, and two are at large in the United States. The U.S. attorney said organized call centers in the Dominican Republic were used to target elderly victims, many in Massachusetts. The average age of the victims was 84 years old, and the total amount of money lost surpassed $5 million. Officials say people would get a call from someone pretending to be their grandchild. The call center would use an opener, saying things like, "I've been in an accident," or "I need money to post bail." Then a closer would get on the line and pretend to be a lawyer demanding cash. Once the person on the other line was convinced, they were directed to hand over thousands of dollars in cash to runners, often using Uber drivers, who officials say didn't know they were part of the scam. There were about 400 victims, 50 from the United States. Officials believe there were many more who never reported the crime. A former Massachusetts state trooper was sentenced in federal court this week to 3 months in prison for his role in a scheme to take bribes in exchange for giving passing scores on commercial driving tests. 64-year-old Calvin Butner of Halifax was also sentenced to a year of supervised release. He was one of four members of the state police who were charged last year in a 74-count indictment related to the alleged conspiracy. Former troopers Gary Cedarquist, Joel Rogers, and Perry Mendez were also charged in the case. In a celebration marking the successful completion of their program of study, the 13 newest graduates of Quincy College's Radiologic Technology program were honored at a pinning ceremony earlier this month. The traditional ceremony commemorates the end of a student's classroom instruction and clinical training and formally represents their transition into the radiologic technology profession. The group is the second cohort of students to have completed the RadTech curriculum since the college introduced it in 2023. And among the 13 graduates of the associate's degree program, two, Julia Devlin and Nancy Pham, are from Quincy. Pham was presented with the class's Clinical Excellence Award. Quincy College's five-semester Associate of Science degree curriculum provides students with comprehensive education and hands-on clinical training that's required for entry-level imaging positions in hospitals, outpatient clinics, physician offices, imaging centers, and pain management centers. The graduates are also eligible for the national certification exam offered by the American Registry of Radiologic Technologists, a prerequisite for licensure in Massachusetts. Well, the Quincy Police Department is holding a special end-of-summer celebration tonight. Cops in the Park is taking place at the Roberts Street Basketball Court in West Quincy from 5 to 7 p.m., in conjunction with the Quincy Recreation Department. Everyone's welcome to stop by and shoot some hoops and enjoy some pizza and ice cream. The court is located near the Southwest Middle School. A traffic update. Don't forget the intersection of Furnacebrook Parkway and Quarry Street in Quincy is closed for repaving today and tomorrow between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. Traffic patterns will be marked and a police detail will be on site. A check of business news. Stocks were higher. The Dow rose 483 points. NASDAQ is up 296, and the S&P rose 72. Shares also higher in Asia after U.S. stocks rallied to records when data showed inflation across the United States improved slightly last month. The dollar fell. The euro rose. Oil is at $62 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox beat the Astros in Houston 14-1 last night. Play again tonight at 7:10. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service. Hazy, hot, and humid. The chance of an afternoon thunderstorm at a high 92. For tonight, some patchy fog, muggy, a low of 69. Tomorrow, another hazy, warm, humid day with afternoon storms, high of 88 degrees. And more comfortable on Friday, sunshine, high of 82. And pleasant on Saturday, sunny and a high of 85. Out on the water, waves about a foot and a southwest wind at 5 to 10 knots. Will become southerly, 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots at times at a high tide at 3:08 p.m. Sunrise 5:49, sets at 7:47. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, August 13th.